Happy New Year and welcome to episode 5, Gifted Children. I'm so excited to delve into this episode. I'm so passionate about, well, children in general, especially those that are gifted, and just explain a little bit more about the process to kind of help you to understand what they are going through. So I can't wait to delve into this. First, I did want to mention that before the holiday, I actually did a collaboration with the fabulous Miss Emily Clark, who is anxiety and spiritual coach. I will link her information below, along with the episode that I was in, chatting about all things mediumship. It was such a great episode to do with her, and I know that you will fall in love with her as soon as you hear her chatting. She is just such an amazing person, and I hope you can, if you have time to give it a listen. And anyway, so let's just jump right on into this episode. So I kind of wanted to give you my story first. I'm going to give you kind of two different perspectives. So the first is mine. I grew up obviously being a gifted child, and I remember being, when I was smaller, I remember seeing lights in my room, you know, over my crib, outside, you know, playing outside. I remember seeing lights around people, and I never really thought anything about it. You may see me as a child, like looking at something pretty intentively, and that's what I was looking at. And I'm not talking about auras. That's something different. I'm talking about like these bright lights, around different people, like I said, and throughout wherever I was. So that was like one thing that I experienced as a child. I also could sense low energy. I remember being young and not wanting to go into certain rooms or certain areas because at the time I didn't know what it was. At the time, it just felt very uncomfortable to me. So I chose not to go into those areas. And I was just a really sensitive kid. I just remember, you know, being really upset if my mom was upset with me, or if anytime somebody said something to me, I was just really sensitive about everything. And of course, people chalk it up to, oh, well, you were a girl, you're just more sensitive. And now that looking back, I'm like, actually, no, it wasn't just because I was a girl. So growing up, I didn't really talk to anybody about what I was seeing and experiencing until I got to like my, I wasn't quite a teenager yet, actually, when I expressed to my friend kind of what I was experiencing, because I was starting to see people, but I could tell that they were deceased and not, you know, like a living person. And when I communicated with them, I was communicating with them through my thoughts and not, you know, through me speaking verbally. And when I told my friend this, she was just kind of like, well, that's weird. So I kind of just shut that down right away and didn't, you know, growing up, being turning into a teenager, you want to be as the same as everybody else. So I didn't want to be different, and I kind of shut everything down and became your typical teenage girl. Fast forward to my 20s, and I experienced some trauma, and all this started coming back up to the surface, and I started to experience some of the same, I'm not going to call them, I just started to experience some of the same experiences that I did as a child. And I went and saw a psychic medium, and the first thing out of her mouth when she saw me was, you know, you can do the same thing that I can do. And as soon as she said that, it just clicked with me. I was like, yeah, she's absolutely right. I can do the same thing that she's doing. So fast forward to today, and this is what I'm doing for a living. And I'm so thankful for her bringing that to my attention and telling me that. I feel like I needed kind of that push to get into doing what I do today, which I love what I do. So I have 3 children. My middle child is gifted like myself. By the way, mediumship is genetic. Fun fact about mediumship. And so I kind of knew the signs to look for in him. Oh, and back up just a minute here. All children are actually born with a thinner veil. So we all end up having the veil kind of pulled over on us the older we get. So when between the ages of like, you know, firstborn and like 3 years old, our veil is the thinnest, meaning that we remember the most from, you know, where we came from. We're able to see the other realm more so obviously than we are as an adult. So I just needed to throw that in there. Now, my son, who actually just turned 4, I remember walking into his room. He was like 2, I guess, at the time, maybe a little over 2. You know, he was standing up when I walked in. And every time I would walk in his room, from getting him up from a nap or, you know, from his, from being asleep all night, as soon as I would walk in, he would be pointing to an area of the room and he would be talking about the guys. Like, that's what he would keep referring to, the guys. Later on, I come to find out that the guys that he's talking about are actually his grandfather, whom he's never met, and like his buddies. They were like swapping war stories, you know, with my 2-year-old. So I had to tell him to cut it off because they were actually keeping him up at night. so that was one like clue that I was like, you know, maybe he's, you know, got the same bug that I got. He is also a very sensitive child. He is very sensitive to emotions. So he gets, when I get angry or his father gets angry, you know, my husband gets angry, he really picks up on that and it really doesn't sit well with him. He gets really upset, you know, when we are angry, whether it's angry at him or angry at, you know, one of my other children. And he thrives on knowing that I am happy with, you know, with him in life. You know, he asks me all the time, you know, are you happy right now? Are you happy right now? So he's just really sensitive to emotions and feelings. So I have to be always really mindful with my parenting with him too, in that sense, because obviously if you're a parent, you know that every child, you have to parent them so different. And he is definitely my very different child that I have to parent, which is perfectly fine. But this was an amazing, the next story I'm about to tell you with him. My husband's uncle, so this would be my son's great uncle, was on his deathbed, just not doing well. We kind of knew it was getting close to the end. You know, he was in a comatose state. We had gone previously to go see him and to kind of say our goodbyes to him, and we did not take any of my children, including my 4-year-old at the time. And we got back, and the next day he comes downstairs from his nap and says, Uncle Jesse, that's his uncle's name, Jesse. Uncle Jesse said goodbye to me. And he just kept repeating that, like, Uncle Jesse said goodbye to me. And I mean, he's met Uncle Jesse before. It's been a long time, when he was little. But he was telling me that he came to his room and said goodbye in his room. Well, less than 24 hours later, Uncle Jesse did in fact pass away. And I knew in that moment that he had the same gift as me. And of course, part of me obviously is kind of excited about it. But then part of me is I know what all kind of comes with that package. So it makes me worry. Obviously, as a parent, you worry about your kids. So I just kind of wanted to run through some things. if you notice that your child is gifted like this, don't make it feel like they're wrong for having this gift. So I hear a lot of people say, oh, that's not what you're not seeing that, you know, that's not real. Well, it's actually very real. And it's not only very real, but it's very real to them. So don't make them feel like it's wrong for what they're seeing. And don't make them feel scared of it, because let's be honest. I mean, it's kind of scary when you think about it. Even now, I'm 33 years old. And I mean, there are some things about it that actually scare me. So you don't want to make it out to be wrong. You don't want it to make it out to be scary, because just tell them how special they are that they get to see those things. Because let me tell you, some of these things are some of the most beautiful things that you can even put into words. There's no way that you can even write it out or explain how beautiful they are, and they get to see it. I mean, that's just, what an amazing gift. Because truly, this is a gift from God, and I truly believe that. And it's so, I feel so blessed to have been gifted this, and I feel the same for my son. I feel like, what an amazing gift to be gifted. So tell them how special they are. Now, saying all of this, I'm going to give some tools to kind of, because what you're wanting to do with gifted children is you want to give them the power. They are the boss of their gift, and they are the boss in this realm. So saying all of that, sometimes they're going to be scared about things, rightfully so. There's going to be sometimes that there are entities, low-level energies that are going to, how am I trying to say this? That are going to try to take advantage of that situation. So you want to give your child and equip them with the proper tools in their tool belt. So let them know they are the boss and that they have the power. Show them, tell them how to ask for protection. That is key to this gift, whether you're 4 years old or you're 94. This is the biggest step in the process, is asking for protection. It is there for you. You have to ask. And in this case, if your child needs to learn how to ask. Now, saying that, if your child is really young and they don't understand that concept, you can absolutely ask for protection over them. You can imagine white light around them. You can ask for Archangel Michael to protect them. Whatever you feel comfortable with doing. And your child can also ask for God's protection, Archangel Michael to come protect them, and they will get the protection that they need. And if there seems to be something specific that is bothering them, whether that's a low-lying energy or something that is scaring them, they can actually demand whatever it is to leave. And they have to, by universal law, leave. So if something keeps hiding their favorite toy, okay, I'm just making this up. My son hasn't experienced this. But let's just say that, somebody, that there is a low-lying energy that is hiding a specific toy. Your child can just straight up say, that you need to leave my space and leave my toys alone. Or, however they want to say it. Just giving your child the power over this gift. That's like the main point that I wanted to drive home today. There are also some crystals too that actually you can put in their room. I have selenite on the doorway that is to keep out any negative energies, and it also is a protection stone. So that's a good one. Rose quartz, black tourmaline. There's so many. I'm not a crystals expert by any means, but I can actually put in the notes the few that I've mentioned here, but those are the ones that are off the top of my head that I actually have in my son's room. actually in all my children's room, that helps with, you know, keeping bad juju out and good juju in. And it helps them to sleep too, actually, I've noticed. Anyway, so I hope that this episode has helped you. Like always, if you have any questions, please feel free to reach out. I respond to everybody that sends me a message through my website, which is www.mediumnikkid.com. I respond to everybody. And if you look me up on Instagram or Facebook, it's Medium Nikki D, and I respond to every single person that sends me a message. So I'm very responsive, and I love hearing from you. I love hearing your feedback. It just makes me so, so happy. And I hope you guys have a great rest of your day. And just remember that I am sending much love and light from this little town in Tennessee.